a patient named Julieta, spelled J-U-L-I-E-T-T-A, last name Ramirez, date of birth 9-4 of 19, date of service 2-3 of 23. This is a 3-year-old little girl. Complained of getting a rash on her chin, also has associated fever. Interestingly, her brother was here yesterday with a solid case of impetigo. It's appearing as though she is getting that same rash as well. It is on her chin, areas of her neck and arms, and on her hands, also in her near her ear as well. Period, new paragraph. She does complain of having a sore throat as well. A period, new paragraph, vital signs, respiration 16, pulse within normal limits, temperature afebrile today. However, mom states that she was having a fever of 103 at home. She's continually giving Tylenol and Motrin to control the fever. Period, new paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, Motrin, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period, new paragraph, labs today include a flu test and a strep test. The initial evidence of those that they are both negative. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, and oriented. She allows me to interact with her without any issues. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema present. Oral pharyngeal area erythema is present. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no thyromeganal masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, period, new paragraph. Returning to the visual inspection, she does have impetigo-type rash around her facial features, chin, upper lip, and neck, and also on her hands. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Impetigo rash, also acute pharyngitis and otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml. One teaspoon BID 10 days, period, new paragraph. Mom will continue to monitor symptoms, make sure she gets plenty of fluid, plenty of rest. Always encourage good hand washing technique, and return to clinic or call if not improving.